This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next, it's Studemonia, discussion and stories about living well in New Zealand, from international students across Canterbury, supported by the Ministry of Education.
Kia ora! Welcome to Studemonia, and you are listening to a new beautiful voice, aren't you? Oh, just kidding. I am Rhea Francis, and I will be here with you. And we can discuss many interesting topics related to anything and everything happening in and around Christchurch, experiences of international students for whom everything was new here, cultures, lifestyle, food, healthy tips, and whatnot. All you have to do is stay tuned with me at Plains FM 96.9. Hooray, it's coffee time. Is that the only time you have your cup of coffee a day? Absolutely no, I could say as a student. Let me say the daily routine of such a coffeeholic person. Starts from morning. It's coffee time. Starting the day fresh with it. Uh-oh, the early morning lectures made you boring. But you wait for the first coffee break and you say, hooray, it's coffee break again. After your heavy lunch, there is a high chance to fall asleep during your noon sessions of lectures. So you can't avoid a cup of coffee after your lunch. Yes. Is that the last coffee of the day? Never. You feel sad, stressed, depressed, happy, crazy, party mode on, whatever. You find your solution with coffee, don't you? Yes. Can you figure out an addiction there? A hidden villain or a superhero? Caffeine has two different phases, and today we'll be listening to some of the benefits, disadvantages, how this addiction is happening, interesting facts, and some signs behind the coffee addiction, and of course, how to overcome the coffee addiction. All you have to do is stay tuned to Plains FM 96.9 with me, Rhea, at Studemonia. The first song I have for you today is Something Just Like This by the Chainsmokers, and here we go.
Been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, Achilles and his gold, Achilles and his gifts, and Spider-Man's control, and Batman with his fist. And clearly I don't see myself upon that list. But she said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this. Do 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 do. Oh, I want something just like this. Do do do.
Something just like that. Where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can kiss. I want something just like this.
Plains FM 96.9, and you are listening to Rhea at Studio Monia. And the song said, some superheroes, and a hero here for today is coffee. Okay, so we were discussing about the long, long story of the coffee, right? So always be positive, we know that. So why don't we start with the positive side of the coffee? So let's start with the goodness of the coffee, which is really, really scientifically proven. So black coffee itself is the best to be in love with. Adding the cream, whip, sugar, that, this and all in the name of milkshakes, iced coffee, and adding so much of decorations with your normal coffee can also add the fat, sugar, calories and etc. to the diet, which is not that preferable. So having the coffee in its real black would be always the best. So we know what caffeine is, right? So the caffeine is shown to boost the metabolism and gradually burn down the fat. And science say that having a cup of coffee in 30 minutes before your workout can make your performance good and you can be the star in your gym or what? So have you heard of a saying, people who love drinking coffee have a good heart? I have heard, and being a coffeeholic, I could say I have a good heart. I'm a person with a good heart. What exactly does it mean? Caffeine consumption can reduce the risk of heart failures. And also, it enhances the neurons in the brain as well as it improves the brain functions like energy level, mood, memory, etc. And coffee bean is a very, very excellent source of antioxidants as well. So astonishingly, coffee drinkers have lower risk for cancer and it can fight against depression and all. Do you remember me saying before, when you are sad or depressed, you have a cup of coffee and you feel happy? What does it exactly mean? That's it. Here is Bebe Rexha with I'm a Mess.
Everything's been so messed up here lately. Pretty sure he don't wanna be my baby. Say everything's gonna be alright, everything's
I'm a hater. Oh my God. Bibi Rexha is totally depressed and I think she needs a coffee break. So I was really afraid whether you people ran to have your cup of coffee because you heard a very big list of the positive sides of the coffee. But I really forgot to say, oh, wait. There are definitely disadvantages as well if you consume a lot and lot of coffee. So can we just look into that about the disadvantages? Yes. So being a regular coffee drinker, the most comment which you have heard is, Ria, don't drink too much of coffee. It's going to be bad for you. And I was like, what bad? And people are like, we know that there are so many disadvantages, but we really don't know what exactly it is. I have found an answer for that. Speaking to some of the regular coffee drinkers like me, so when they oftenly consume coffee, they get rid of their sleep. Yeah, even I am also a nocturnal person. I simply listen to music, roam around at night because I don't fall asleep so fast. Yes, did you notice something? There is an addiction. When they have tons and tons of assignments to complete or a previous day or when they are in the previous day of their examination or even not at all fall asleep during the lectures, yes, that's a point to illuminate. Did you find the reasons for why you need the help of the coffee? Yes, to chase away your sleep. But do you know this habit will eventually take you to insomnia, where you're going where the condition where you cannot sleep at all? Yes. The coffee intake by pregnancy have been very dangerous. And for the kids, it may definitely increase the bedwetting problem and all. Yeah. The overconsumption can also lead to dehydration, which can be tackled to an extent by having plenty of water. But still, dehydration is also a very serious problem to people who doesn't drink a lot of water. I could say that I take a lot of water and I'm always thirsty and I always used to have a bottle with me. Yes, there I understand the reason why I was becoming so thirsty every time. Because I take a lot of coffee, or the villain or the hero, as I said earlier, is the caffeine, as we know. Here we go to the final song I have for you for the day, Into the Arms, one of my all-time favorite.
I'm out of my head, out of my mind, oh why? If you let me, I'll be out of my dress and into your arms tonight. Yeah, I'm lost without it. Feels like I'm always waiting. I need you to come get me out of my head and into your arms tonight. Tonight.
Yeah. I don't mean to make you wait, just the pressure's been getting heavy. I know if I fuck us up, we'll be overdone. You'll forget me. I'm feeling bad that I act this way, cause you let me. They call me king, but I know my queen will be there to check me. Last year, was running around 45th looking for Soho. Last night, was riding down Rodeo looking for NoHo. It's crazy what can change in a year. Think that you know they'll go back and forth like a yo-yo. They live their life for the photos and see me, I'm acting solo. Cause I'm afraid to commit. Can you tell me how I'm different than him? And him and him, yeah, I know I'm always questioning things. Like, girl, would you say that love cannot be found inside a vow or a ring? She laughs and says, only material things. Those are material things. Imagine buying all my trust with a ring. Imagine spending all my love on a fling. Got a thing for you. If I had the talent you had, I probably would sing for you. Like,
out of my head, out of my mind, oh why? If you let me,
or to contemplate about us. My ex, she loved the lie. I guess that's why it's harder to trust. I've been searching to find myself and not get too lost in the lust. I heard once that you could try but can't fill from an empty cup. That's no lie. And all I ever say is how I need time. If it was up to you now, you would be mine. I'm on a roll more than I'm home until I find it's only you on my mind. The last three were Gemini. I think that shit is a sign. It's funny. You can't buy time with your money. And you love going to the beach, whether it's cloudy or sunny. And you love drinking all your wine until it hurts in your tummy. You call me honey, I'm tipsy. And really, all I want is for you to love me. Flashbacks of back roads, driving back to my side of state. I know I need to tell you I care before it's too late. Before someone steps to the plate. Before you decide not to wait. Before you decide not to chase. Till you call me up just to say,
I'm out of my head, out of my mind, oh why? If you let me, I'll be out of my dress and into your arms tonight.
Lyrics say, feels like I'm always with you. Ignore my voice. Yes, I'm in love with my coffee always. So anything exceeding its limit will invite disaster. The same is applicable here as well. Coffee or whatever it is, there is definitely a limit, right? So there is a limit for the coffee, and I could say scientifically 400 milligrams of caffeine per day is the best for consumption. And you would be like, 400 milligrams per day, how much is that? Yes, that is 3 to 4 cups, maximum 5 cups of coffee. That's the limit for the day. That's what's scientifically proven. And don't ask me as a coffeeholic how much coffee you have a day. Sorry, it's a secret I cannot say. So 3 to 4 cups of coffee a day would be the best for a person, for a normal person. And especially for students, I could say, I am about to finish my academics or my student life. But what did I gain from that? A terrible, terrible coffeeholism. Because of my assignments, my examinations, my stress schedule, and as I told, the boring lectures and the sleepy classes, coffee was one of the solutions which I found to keep aside everything or to enhance my mood or take away my sleep, whatever it is. But I understand that's a high time to stop about this, because or else I'm definitely gonna fall in trouble. As I said earlier, I have mentioned only a little bit of disadvantages, which they are not only the ones. There are lots and lots of ones. Since I have the time limit, I'm just condensing about the benefits and disadvantages. But before I conclude, I could definitely have to say, I cannot say stop having your coffee at a particular day or a fine day. Please stop coffee. It's not that good for your health. No, I cannot definitely say, because being an addict or being a regular consumer of coffee, it's not that easy to stop coffee, to stop having the coffee at a point. So eventually, I could say, as a coffeeholic whom I reduced my consumption of coffee, and I could definitely suggest you not to stop it. First stop it. That would definitely put you into trouble, because when you stop something from your addiction, that's definitely you're gonna have the withdrawal syndrome and all, right? So reduce the number of cups or reduce the quantity in each cup you have. Hardly 7 to 8 or 5 to 6 sips in a coffee cup is more than enough for one time, I could say. So you are listening to Studio Monia with Rhea Francis at Plains FM 96.9.